from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle here with you on this Friday afternoon. No Tiki. Evan off to the Met game tonight. Go say hello to him on fireworks night. He'll be the one with the pen and pad. And Loogie at the DMV. Rosie and Rami with us across the way. All right, couple interesting baseball notes tonight. We led Mets. Still continue to take your calls. 888-808-1019. Chris believes they have to be all in on the deadline. And truthfully, I believe this can't be one of these typical Met four-game splits now that they take game one in the manner they did with the breaks they got last night. But another obviously huge monumental moment of the Met season happens tonight on fireworks night. The return of the ghost forkball, the return of Kodai Senga, the Met ace, let's say, by default at the beginning of the year before the injuries. I think there's still some skepticism about what his ceiling is in the major leagues. But still, obviously had a very good year once he figured it out. Six-man rotation notwithstanding.
Right.
And Chris, much like the return of Gerrit Cole for the Yankees a couple weeks ago, I'm not sure how many innings to expect out of Kodai Senga tonight and the next couple starts.
Right.
But either way, we keep talking about the trade deadline and the old mantra, which I hate, is this guy's just as good as a trade acquisition.
Yeah.
But the timing of the trade deadline and getting the ace back, sure, this is a big deal for the Mets tonight.
Oh.
And for Kodai Senga to return, there's a gift and a curse. Now, if he doesn't last more than four innings coming out of his first start, that's going to tax a bullpen that's not that great in this spot. But either way, this should be a real shot in the arm for the Mets, and it should re-energize the clubhouse to get some really important piece back tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't know. Right now, it just feels like the clubhouse doesn't need any real.
Well,
I'm not trying to discredit what you're saying. I'm just saying right now it feels so good that, yes, this clearly helps. They've been waiting for it all year. They could use, you know, his talent. Obviously, last year he was great. They're going to keep the six-man rotation. We'll see about the innings. And the best part of it for me is how they're playing. There really is no, yes, there's always pressure against the Braves, and you don't want to let the team down, and you mentioned it could hurt the bullpen if he doesn't give innings, but ultimately, there's not this savior mentality. Like, he doesn't have to come back. Yeah, he's important. They you know, they could use him. But things are going so well. They've played so well for so long now. He can come in and just, like, feel like he's part of the.
Right.
For so long, it would have been like, oh, please, we're desperate for some kind of spark. I don't think they need the spark. Right now, it's just come in, get healthy, go out there. And even if this start, you know, listen, they need to win the series. I agree. But let's get his feet wet. Next start's just as important. The next start after that's just as important. And right now, the vibes are so good, and the team is pitching so well that it also comes in without the added pressure of they need me. And
yeah,
so hopefully, you know, that'll be something that'll do him service. Because let's be honest, you mentioned Gerrit Cole. The timing, hope for the Mets, you hope it's nothing like Gerrit Cole. Because although Gerrit Cole has been up and down, not terrible, but up and down, it has coincided with the free fall. I mean, they were at the point when he came back, they had the longest streak in Major League history of starting pitchers getting through the fourth inning.
Yeah, it was almost like everybody took their foot off the gas because Gerrit Cole came back.
So, I mean, hopefully, you mentioned Gerrit Cole, hopefully it's nothing like that for the Mets because they don't, you know, you don't want to go into a tailspin. But, yeah, they need him back, absolutely. And I love the idea that there's really no added pressure to instantly perform to save this Met team.
Yeah, and one more thing that on top, tonight's fireworks night, Senga coming back. Tomorrow, also an interesting day out at Citi Field, game three of the series with the Braves. The Mets are doing a really, really cool promotion that I'm in favor of. I think more organizations should do this in town.
Mm-hmm.
I, Chris, have become a big fan of, and I'm going to do this for Kenny Chesney in a couple weeks at MetLife Stadium, getting on some kind of group bus. I know there's bars all over the place that do this stuff. We do it for Giant and Jet games as well. The Mets are now partnering with bars and doing this for three Saturday games starting tomorrow. They're calling it the Mets Rally Bus. You'll get Met, I guess, Met paraphernalia on there. You drink, you have a good time. They set up shop when they pull up. Rudy Sports Bar in Patchogue, Lily Flanagan's in Babylon, the main event in Farmville. So it's all going to be Long Island based if you're a Long Island Met fan.
You get purchased a bus ticket to travel to and from the game, air-conditioned bus, whatever. The buses will pick you up from the whichever one of the bars. They're also going to do this Saturday, August 17th, Saturday, September 7th. You get to show up at the bus lot, you know, the Seaver VIP gates. But either way, a whole Met party bus leaving from three bars tomorrow. Yeah. The Mets are trying to create that party atmosphere. I think that's a good job by them.
Great. It's a great promotion. It's so much fun.
Oh,
it takes away so much of the responsibility of getting there, you know, parking. Leaving, you know, traffic you'll still hit, obviously, I'm assuming. But
yeah, but the traffic's a little different if you're on the bus you're tuned up with your friend.
Sure. And is there like a, do they wait? Is there an after game too as well? Or do they leave right away? Does it say that? But anyway,
it doesn't say, I'm sure they tell you on the bus.
That's a great promotion.
But
you go to the Mets website
and you can buy the tickets for the bus.
I've only done it once, but one of the great days ever, it was actually opening day against Peyton Manning and the Broncos. How many years ago that was? Giants.
Trinden Holiday returned a punt that game for a touchdown.
Yeah.
By the way, last Giant game I had to miss live.
Really?
I had pre-cana ahead of my marriage.
Is that right?
You know what pre-cana
is? I'm aware of what pre-cana is.
You sit down in a class and God tells you to have babies or you're screwed?
Yeah.
Yes. I had that.
That's exactly.
They gave us the schedule. I said, Sunday at what time?
Yeah, right.
I almost contemplate not getting married. Giants, Broncos, and you want me in church? What are you, nuts? Brutal.
Well, that is funny. That was the one game that I did this bus thing. We went to a bar in Long Island. I was still living in Long Island. Went to the bus to the Giant game. It was a blast. We had so much fun. That's a great idea.
Such a good time.
Yeah, such a good time.
So the Mets are getting involved with that. So check it out with the Mets rally bus.
I mean, I've seen the Mets, the Yankees, like you could do it. In the parking lot I usually park in, there's a bunch of buses and people partying.
People run locally in some bars. But the idea that a team is partnering with bars to do this, I think is really, really
cool. Very cool.
All right, Vinny in Staten Island. Vinny, you start us off. What's up?
Hey, Sean. Hey, C-Mac. How's it going, guys?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. So obviously the plans for the Mets this season look like they change coming up at the deadline. And now with the news today that they DFA'd Hauser and Fujinami, obviously we all want a reliever. So I started looking at the standings and which team would sell pieces off. And I wanted to know what you guys would think of a package. I don't know what it would cost. I don't think you would have to destroy the minor leagues with the prospects getting rid of them. Of maybe bringing in like a package deal of Kopech and Luis Robert.
That would be the kind of deal Chris is talking about. We're going for it.
Yeah, I know Robert had a down year, but you put a guy like him in a pennant race or a division race, whatever it is, playoff race, and he's a dynamic outfielder who has a good amount of years of control left, too, which I think would be really good for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's an enormous haul. That's an enormous haul to get those two guys. I mean, I don't even know if the Mets have it. I mean, you are talking about...
Well, Cunha's gone in that kind of deal. Jet Williams is probably in that deal,
too. Oh, no. I think all of them.
Yeah.
I think... What's the third guy they got from Houston?
Gilbert.
Yeah. All three plus are gone. You would probably have to throw Beatty in there, too. Like, I mean, the entire farm system is ravaged with that kind of move. And I don't know if they... I agree with you that at least it fits the purpose of he's here for a couple years. You've added to your roster moving forward under contract.
Well, that's why it's not just for going for it this year.
That's a double whammy. I don't know. I think that's a lot.
You just said the first hour. You better go all in.
No, for one pitcher, I'm not trying to get Luis Robert. I don't know if I just don't know about that one.
Boy.
I think that's a lot. I don't know if you can even do that. I don't even know if it's plausible. I don't know if there's a team in baseball who could pull that move off.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The market is all over the place, and I know that's obviously a monster deal. It felt like Randy Arozarena went for a lot less than he should have, but A.J. Puck probably went for more than he should have. So it's real. We're still trying to figure out this market. I have some thoughts on that with the Yankees and We do have breaking news.
We do.
It's football related.
Okay.
All right. The Dolphins.
It's not as exciting, but okay.
The Dolphins and Tua have agreed to a four-year, $212.4 million extension. It is a $53.1 million average per year salary. 53.1. Now, think about everybody complaining about Daniel Jones at 40. 53.1 on Tua's deal. It is the highest on a four-year extension in NFL history. So.
Wow.
I say this because obviously we're not a Miami station, even though some of you are Dolphin fans that are out there listening right now in the New York area. But there's a double whammy tie into our locals.
Yes.
First and foremost, I don't know how you feel. I think I like Tua. I'm not sure I love Tua.
Correct.
So the Dolphins clearly are all in on,
you
almost have no choice.
Yeah.
But when you pay Tua that kind of salary, you know, when you get to the next couple of years, and I got to see where it's structured year by year, you're not going to be able to afford everybody. So more is on Tua's shoulders, and that affects the Jets.
Sure.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That's a rival that, you know, they're taking a gamble that they better be right. Here's the other portion of this. Anybody paying attention to what's going on in Dallas right now?
Yeah.
Because Dak Prescott basically said yesterday, hey, you know, I've watched other great quarterbacks play elsewhere in their career. I'm prepared for it.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. CeeDee Lamb wants to be the highest paid player. Micah Parsons. They're all coming up at the same time.
Yep.
They're not going to be able to afford to pay anybody. Start with 53.1 on an average for Dak and go up from there.
Yeah.
Are the Cowboys going to do that? And if not, would the Giants in a year do that? Something like that. Either way, we're talking about north of $55 million for Dak Prescott when that deal comes up.
Real quick, Rap Sheet just tweeting out, it's 167.1 guaranteed.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot.
So that's still a lot.
A lot of scratch.
It's a lot of money for, I mean, listen, the offense is dynamic. He throws a lot of touchdown passes. They put up a lot of points. I've been concerned when they get into either, you know, later in the year, bad weather. It's such a timing offense.
Yeah.
That so much has to be right.
Kids sitting in the freezing cold.
Yeah, in the freezing cold, it was brutal for him. So, I mean, they have to have the kind of record that they're playing home games in the postseason to feel really good about them. That's a lot of money. Now, you want to talk about, I mean, this year, it does, like, I'm so singularly focused on the Jets for this season that he was going to be the quarterback anyway. So when you try and tie it into what does it mean for the Jets, I get it. No, moving forward, it's true. But like right now, the Dolphins were the Dolphins before this. This year is the year I'm focused on with the Jets. So I'm not even worried about the impact moving forward with the
Jets. Rodgers will be gone, with all due respect, be gone by the time Tua's contract is up here.
Yeah, or by the time it's really affecting the Dolphins and what they have to do. I mean, does this affect, you know, who they're going to pay? Where else they're going to, like, are they going to continue to have Waddle? Are they going to continue to have these guys with this contract?
Yeah,
like,
we'll see.
That's the thing. And then for the Giants, do you want Dak Prescott? Do you want to pay Dak Prescott $50 million? You mentioned the bargain that Daniel Jones is at $40 million. Are you willing to trade up for another $15 million a year to get Dak Prescott?
This is a really torn answer for me.
Okay.
All right. Because I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. My preference for the New York Giants is to target a guy in the draft and try. I always want to go that route.
Sure.
First and foremost, have that market and that deal. And after watching Hard Knocks, I kind of believe that is the route the Giants will go.
Yeah.
However, if this team shows massive progress this year with all of Joe Shane's draft picks that we keep seeing, this is really a Joe Shane team, and you feel like they're on the cusp. Let's say they're an 8-9 team, 9-8 win team, and you feel like it's very obvious that the line has gotten it together. And look, Jones, whether it's injury or not, it's just you're getting out from the salary. You might get a very different answer from me in a couple months where I'm very tempted to do that and go, the NFC's wide open now, let's go pay him.
Right.
But at the same time, if I'm sitting there laughing at the Cowboys every January when Dak Prescott screws up, do I want to be in that scenario where I don't trust them in the playoffs?
Right.
In many ways, Dak and Tua are very similar.
No, absolutely. I'm with you. I would have a real tough time giving someone like that, who I do think is very talented and throws a lot of touchdown passes and puts up a lot of points, but you want to give Dak Prescott, who is a perennial loser and guy you mentioned we laugh at, the rest of the NFL laughs at, I don't know.
And this will be my last point before we get back to your baseball calls on the Dallas point. Forget Dak Prescott becoming a Giant next year. Maybe I'm an idiot. And this is always...
Oh, I mean, it's certainly a possibility.
This is always,
I think DeVito might be the answer.
This is always the time where you...
I remember that nonsense. You're nuts.
Yeah, like you've never had nonsense. All the hope and all the...
I'm not holding back tears about, you know...
Did you see the way he played versus Green Bay?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. All I will say is this.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on in Dallas right now.
No, there
a
is.
A lot.
No,
to the point... We know the Cowboys in their history recently.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to think that the Cowboys don't have a bumpy year off of all these
possible.
These guys get paid. And I kind of think there was something to what happened to the Eagles at the end of last year.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the Giants positivity. Will you lead us?
I don't need any...
Will you lead us, Sean? No,
forget leads. Okay. I don't need the hokey shtick that Lou Gower prays look, follow me, I'm your leader. None of that. All I'll say is this. I'm not an idiot. If you ask me right now, I think the Giants are probably a 7-8 win team.
Yeah.
I'm starting, though, to carve out the path to the Giants being the Mets of the 2024 NFL season.
Yeah.
Low preseason expectations, but talent that we clearly see there, and a path in their way to the postseason. All I would say is I can't pick it, but I would not be stunned if the Giants won the NFC East this year. 888-808-1019.
I hope you're right. I'm not as high on the Giants as you are. I think
it's not about being high on them.
I get it.
It's football and there's a path.
Of course. I get it. There is a path.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Stan in Westport, Connecticut. Stan.
Hey, guys. Great show. Good combo. C-Mac. I think your name, C-Mac, should remain C-Mac.
Okay, thank you. That's all right. C-Mac, Sean, Big Mac, Big Sexy, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah, no, C-Mac is good.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, you may remember I called in when Evan was in London and talked to you and Tiki a little bit.
Okay.
And I basically, I'm trying to give hope to Yankee fans, even though I'm a Red Sox fan, and you know, and you made fun of me, but I'm dreaming for an 86, you know, Mets-Red Sox rematch someday.
I'd rather put my head in the toilet bowl and have a squirrel defecate on it.
All I'm trying to do is vindicate poor Buckner, you know, the poor guy, like, he died a broken man, for real. So yeah, I want to get over
but
that.
But he came to Fenway Park and got his, you know, forgiveness from the Red Sox fans.
He did. It was tough on him, though.
Anything more uplifting than a sad Buckner story?
Anything that's going to get anything more out of Sean
here's
than
what I got.
Squirrel
the
defecation?
The chances of the Yankees, here's the thing. The chances of the Yankees not turning this around are almost mathematically impossible because they're playing 324 ball from the peak. Right? They weren't going to maintain 700.
And they're not going to maintain 324.
They're not going to maintain this.
Yes.
And so they're 16 games over, and they can win the World Series for sure. They're as good as any other team in a series, right? Because
well,
we know
it's hard for me to say that.
Yeah, even
hard for me to say that about the Phillies and Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, American League, different story.
Yeah, but okay. But it's just, forget the other teams. The Yankees is currently right now. They're not good enough to win the World Series. They need help. They need help.
No, they're not.
Put
the point is
in right now.
They're not going to keep. But listen, your whole lineup, besides the two superstars, they're not going to keep playing like low 200.
Well, this also
batting
isn't
going to
be
600 OPS.
This
whole team is like that.
Well, this also isn't going to be the whole lineup. Giancarlo Stanton is on his way back.
Right.
And I was going to do this in a couple minutes, but Jason Dominguez has been activated off IL and he's starting to play with Scranton.
Yep.
Some thoughts on that in a couple minutes. Bottom line is this. The Yankees' reinforcements are coming.
And here's something overlooked because of all the Mets buzz. This Red Sox-Yankees series is the most important one in a long time for both teams because they really have issues and it's make or break to like get to the playoffs.
Stan,
I think this particular three games is very important.
Stan, it's important, and I'm pumped up about it. It's hard for me to say it's the most important series in a long time.
Yeah.
They just played the Orioles before the break and took 2 of 3, and I would say that was pretty freaking important.
Yeah, because
they're chasing Baltimore.
On some level, I mean, I think you can make the case, obviously the standings, but we're waiting for the deadline. I'm waiting for the moves. And if they get swept, it'll be a disaster. They'll fall 3 games in the standings to them. But ultimately, I don't think the Yankees are very good until they make moves here, until they get guys back.
They're in trade water territory.
If Stanton's not playing, if Birdie's not playing, if Dominguez isn't playing, if they haven't made trades, then I don't even, like, it's hard to get excited about the game. They're not going anywhere until those things are done. I mean, I don't want to get swept in Fenway.
The Yankee season starts Wednesday afternoon.
100%. Until then, I don't. Like, I don't care if they get swept.
I do.
I don't care if they get swept. I don't care if they get swept by Philly, too. I don't care if they don't win another game until the trade deadline.
No, you're off on that.
But I'm just saying. Like,
I know what you mean. The team will look different.
Yeah.
But what they need to do in the meantime, Chris, they're coming off for lack of a better term, a beheading. I'm only saying that because of what just went on at the Paris Olympics.
Right,
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
They're putting that off on the opening ceremony. Yeah. You don't know what I'm saying? Check it out tonight.
Yeah. No cake for the Yankees. Do not let them eat cake. They get no cake until you hit.
What the Mets just did to them. I look good for you, Mets fans. You should gloat, and there's no underselling it. The Yankees, they got B-slapped by the Mets.
Oh, and absolutely.
To say I don't care if they get swept by the Red Sox or Phillies, what the Yankees can't do.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you they have to sweep Boston or sweep Philly. I'm not even telling you that they do a 3 for Boston, although I'd be really angry if they don't. You got to win a game. You cannot let this continue to free fall because you don't want to get to the deadline where it's starting to feel hopeless and hopeless anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
Tread some water here.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think. You're right. Look, they can't get swept. I agree. And they certainly can't get swept by Philadelphia
and
as well.
Nor do I think they will.
I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but here's what I'll tell you. It won't make a difference in my mind on who they are. And that's what I'm so focused on.
Yeah.
I don't. If they
we
win.
We will have that moment post-deadline where we're like, okay, these are the Yankees.
If they were to sweep the Red Sox, I wouldn't change my opinion on the dramatic changes that need to be made. If they get swept by the Red Sox, I don't think it's so far gone that the changes can't help. Like, it's not a sway series for me. It's just strictly standings. You don't want to fall any worse. That's it. Whether they could play great and win by 10 runs in all 3 games, I am not going to come on here on Monday morning and beat my chest. I'm not going to, because I don't believe them.
I get that, but you don't want to dig a deeper hole for the new team to climb out of.
Yeah, but I think I think if they play well enough, they will. I mean, we talk about it. Like, you're the king of it. Me and you got into a big Twitter war. One of the times my wife got mad at me because I was arguing with you at my son's kindergarten graduation.
What was that about?
Or a pre-K graduation. The whole Cleveland Guardians argument that we had.
Was you
that
my, argued with me at your son's graduation?
Yeah, my son's pre-K graduation. I was a little bit with you.
That's just a big ego boost. That means I did my job.
But, like, you tell me the Central doesn't matter, and that's who they're competing with.
It doesn't
You got
matter.
The Twins. You got the Royals. Those are the two teams that are right there. So what's the difference if the Yankees fall behind them? If the Yankees better themselves, they'll get right past them.
Because I want to win the division, Chris. I want these teams at home.
I get you.
That's all.
I hear you.
That's all. Fernando in Union City. Fernando, what's up?
Gentlemen, great to have you take the call. I appreciate it. You guys are great talents.
Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's a good way to put it.
Having said that, you know, as a big sports radio guy, I've been listening for a long time. I don't know, dude. I mean, seeing Stu Gatz on the station, what a downgrade. And again, and okay. I'm trying to be objective here. Because
a downgrade to Boomer Esiason, of course. Everyone is below the great
absolutely,
Boomer
Esiason. And I'm trying to be objective here because I've met his compadre, Dan Le Retard, and you know, he's blocked me on Twitter because he blocks conservatives all the time. So but the point with Stu Gatz is like he's not talented.
Oh,
and it's
on.
Just, well, I'm sorry.
Fernando, can I just say something about Stu Gatz? I think you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
It is 3:20 p.m. It's Sean Morris and Chris McMonagle doing an afternoon drive, and you took the time to place a phone call about Stu Gatz.
Yeah.
So, talented or not, he must have some talent if he agitated enough to place a phone call on him.
Well, no, listen, in fairness, again, I was at work all day. I was looking at some stuff on my email, and I did see on the Twitter feed that he was on. I was like, all right, when I get out of work, I'm going to, you know, if I can, I like to call in. I know you guys are always very busy. The phone lines are always hot. And I was like, no, let me try to, you know, get on with Sean and right. T-Mac. And I just, you know, with the plethora of great talent at WFN, I would just really hope that he's not even considered because, like, you guys are exceptional.
But consider
the gentleman.
Fernando, thanks for the call. I understand that Stu Gatz apparently has caused a lot of waves and a lot of headlines last 4 days, which is good for the station.
Absolutely.
When everybody says considered for what?
Yeah.
Guys, it's...
the Lugauer is safe.
Right, I was going to say... It's the middle of July, and look, you never want to say never. This business can be very cutthroat or anything like this.
Yeah.
The lineup has plenty of contracts in place right now for the foreseeable future.
Right.
That's all I will say.
There you go.
Okay? I don't know what Chris's deal is, but I can just tell you.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure they gave me a contract. It was like a napkin that I just signed. CM agrees to be OV.
Me personally, I would expect to see me for a little bit. That's all I will tell you.
There you go. Good for you.
888.
This is why I'm the future.
This is why he's the future.
Loogie can't say the same thing. 888-808-1019. Greg in Mount Vernon. Greg, what's up? Greg? Oh, Greg, we can't lose you.
You are a comic relief, Greg.
Greg, I mean, I have so many pitching calls on the board. You had a take on the Wendy's baked potato and you weren't there. Paul, do we know what he was going to say about the baked potato? Rami?
Yeah, he just said they sell a million. I don't know if that was a yearly number. There was...
What, they have the counter? Like McDonald's
does
hamburgers?
Yeah, he looked up the counter for how many they sell, and it's still one of their most popular items.
The baked potato sells a million a year? I guess I could understand that, Chris, because... let's be real about something.
Approximately 1 million baked potatoes a week.
Okay, a week?
The quick
Do we
service,
even have that many potatoes in the country?
I mean, just the quick search here from, you know, whatever, on the interweb. The quick service joint, famous for their Frosty and Chili, sells approximately 1 million baked potatoes a week.
You know why? Okay, that seems like an outlandish number. That feels like a crazy estimate. Because, I don't know how many potatoes actually exist in this country. That would feel like for a million of them a week to go to Wendy's, not even counting fries.
How many potatoes? Yeah, I mean... How many potatoes in this country?
How many potatoes do you think get eaten in this country a week?
A lot. A million just at Wendy's.
That's why I'm saying I don't buy that number.
Oh, no. The number of potatoes in this country are...
I would have guessed a million potatoes, period, get eaten in this country. Well, how many people are in this country? 20 million?
Stop it.
Excuse me?
No, please stop. No,
that's worse than what I told you.
I guess that's a low number based on your smirk.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
100
maybe...
100 million? How many people?
360
million?
Are there really that many people here?
How many?
333.
I was going to say 350, 360.
Okay, so 333 million people are in this country, and you're telling me 1 million of that 330 are eating a Wendy's baked potato a week. That's an aggressive number.
I would have guessed it, but it's certainly not something that makes me wonder how many potatoes are served in the country. People have potatoes with everything.
Well, I was going to say, how many times do you have a potato a week? Once?
Well, I'm trying to stay away. My keto.
The average person, maybe, again with the keto. Yeah, I was working on CMB with you. You were eating Vienna sausages in your mouth. You're still doing that?
Yeah, I've never had a Vienna sausage in my life.
What are they
called? Don't lie to the people.
Venison sausage?
Well, yeah, my father-in-law might have made me a venison sausage once or twice.
You're still doing that?
No, I've been on and off.
Of course, now we haven't worked together in like 7 years.
I'm back in the mode. When I go to diet mode, that's my diet.
All right. But the bottom line is this.
Yes.
A potato a person for a week. So 330 million potatoes get eaten in this country a week?
That was from 2021. I'm looking at that report. I wanted to make that clear.
Okay. New report, the million, or no report? So 2021. I'm sure things have dramatically changed.
Right. I don't know how much that is. That's an absurd number of baked potatoes.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I think so too, but I mean,
somebody's fudging the numbers there.
Do you think they sell more fries or baked potatoes? It's got to be more fries probably, right?
Well, you're talking about packages of fries?
Of course they sell more fries. Everyone gets fries there.
But the reason I buy a high number of baked potato, because think about it. Wendy's the only place doing it. Like Burger King's doing the onion rings, you go to get the onion rings.
If you're dying for a quick baked potato, where else do you go? if you just wake up and you're like, I wish I had a baked potato right now.
Have you ever had that urge? Never woke up and like, I'm dying for a baked potato.
No, I like, are you a butter guy or a sour cream guy with your baked potato?
Both.
Both?
You got to go butter and sour cream.
I suppose. But what's the crux of your baked potato?
I guess is it
like a little bit of butter with a big dollop of sour cream, or is it mainly butter with like a little sour cream?
Well, I prefer sour cream overall.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so you had to eliminate one. You'd eliminate the butter.
Yeah, but I feel like the butter adds context to the potato.
Yeah.
And I just want to apologize to everybody in the Jackie Robinson Parkway right now who goes, they're not talking about Phil Maton. These fat slops are talking about baked potatoes again.
Well, I mean, a million baked potatoes sounds like a lot. I agree with you. But then when you say how many people are in this country, 20 million, I mean, that's just...
We're
not focused on the right thing. This conversation should have taken a hard right turn right into, I can't believe you think 20 million people are here, but we're still talking potatoes.
You know what's surprising? Why hasn't a fast food joint come up with sweet potatoes instead of a baked potato to buy?
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'm sorry, Paul. No, that is a good question.
I suppose.
It is.
I mean, listen, the sweet potato fries are very popular in certain bars and everything, but it's probably the overhead. They're probably more expensive,
would be
my guess.
Sweet potatoes for hipsters.
Hipsters?
The beanies on the head in July, the hacky sack in the parking lot, and sweet potatoes in a steakhouse. Take a lap. We'll be back with
you. Are you a big wedge salad guy in a steakhouse, by the way?
Do I strike you as a big salad guy?
Yeah, well, you have to get the wedge at a steakhouse. I've had this argument
Caesar.
A lot. No, you don't get a Caesar.
I do get a Caesar.
You get a wedge salad.
No, I get a Caesar.
With blue cheese and crispy bacon.
Get a Caesar. Because I can't eat like regular iceberg salads unless they're chopped.
Okay.
I'm a chopped
You go to a steakhouse, you get the chops. You get
the wedge?
The wedge salad.
All right. I mean, to each his own. I get the Caesar. I'm just
it's not to each his own. That's like
to each his own.
Like, you know, you go to Wendy's, to each his own. You get whatever you want. You go to a steakhouse, you're going to get a salad, you get the wedge.
I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Caesar salad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake. Jones rolls left. Throws left. Wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit, but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for crosstops in my mind. On my own, here I go.
It's Evan and Tiki on the the fan. I just wanted to get to the point where Chris sang a line. Sean Moore asked Chris.
Well, I was waiting for you, and then eventually I said, I guess I'll sing.
Well,
I don't
to be
know.
Fair, it's a long beat-dropping
yeah.
song to
no,
come out
No, it is.
With.
Yeah, you're waiting for the hit.
I'd call that professional radioism. You know what I mean?
They call that professional radioism?
You wait for a beat to drop to come
Exactly. Is that what you teach in your class? When coming back from rejoins, always wait for the beat to drop?
I do
that,
have to
Do you
say.
Have a lesson on that one?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I was...
And I'm just saying, the idea you're a professor is one of the more stunning things I've ever heard in my life.
Well, why is that so stunning? First of all, I'm a professor at Iona University.
Because 20 million people live in the country, that's why.
I was a professor at Iona for a semester. I think I'm going to be back next spring.
Yeah.
I don't know what this means, but I went to ratemyprofessor.com. I got 2 chili peppers and 2 eggplants. I think that means I did a good job. So, what?
Like, people can put emojis for what they think
I
of you?
I was rated 2 chili peppers, 2 eggplants.
By 2 different people, or one person rated you those 2?
One person.
Rated you those 2 chili peppers, 2 eggplants.
Yeah. So I guess that means...
I don't know.
Hot.
This my fetish!
Yeah. Hot class?
I maybe, yeah.
Lots of food.
Maybe. Or maybe you were doing things you shouldn't have been doing.
Like what?
I don't know.
I let the class out a couple minutes early, so
okay,
what?
Okay, all right.
What of it?
Nothing.
And I became the first professor at Iona ever to teach without ever taking my SATs.
You never took your SATs?
Never in my life.
Why not?
Why was I giving up a Saturday morning?
What? That answer.
What do you mean?
I mean, what do you mean? Why? Because everyone did in the 11th grade. You took the SATs. You were gonna. Did
not
you,
me.
Didn't you go to college?
Yeah,
I didn't mean that to say, well, of course, didn't you go to college, you idiot? I know,
Chris,
knowing you, I knew you went to college.
I did. And this is where, again, I proved to be the smartest guy in the room at all times,
okay.
even when I was 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in New York State to community college out of high school, two right. years of community college, you basically have to be accepted. Otherwise, if you're not accepted there, you can't get into college.
Right.
You have to maintain your grades, but they don't look at SATs. It's just simply...
For transfers?
For transfers. So once you complete 2 years at a community college and you transfer to another college...
Yeah.
Little tip for all of you guys out there. I preach, don't waste a Saturday morning if you're going to community college. Don't take your SATs. The transfer doesn't look at SAT scores anymore. It looks at what you did in your 2 years of college.
Interesting.
So I knew I was never going away to college to start. I was afraid of showering with other men, so I only went to community college to start before I transferred.
Right. Because hot pepper.
Exactly.
But, I mean, my point is, though, I don't know. Didn't you want to find out what your score would be? Like, don't you want to? I actually like this. I like taking tests.
Why? Why do you like being tested?
Because I like, I don't know. I don't mind taking tests and finding out how I wanted to know what my score was. You never been like, it used to be much more popular back in the day, but you would have those like pop-ups for IQ tests online or whatever.
Cares?
You never. Because you're just curious to take a test. It's a puzzle. It's
Chris,
the SATs are cool. I would love homework. Was the thing I hated. If I could learn it in school, and I was good enough to pass your tests, why did I have to? Homework
Chris,
is about reinforcement. If I don't need the reinforcement because I can pass your test,
I was going
give
to
me tests all day long.
I was going to school for some kind of media job, and if I didn't get this, I would have taken a civil service test. I probably would have been working on the Long Island Railroad or something like that.
I understand.
At what point was not getting a bacon, egg, and cheese at 109 Bagels and riding my bike around to play wiffle ball? Why would I not do that over taking my SATs?
I mean, hey. It's your show.
Chris, you took your SATs?
I did.
What'd you get?
I mean, it's a little private. I don't want to. Sometimes I'm just stupid. Yeah.
Good or bad?
It was good. It was solid.
Okay.
It was above.
And
you
don't regret taking them, right?
No. It was 1,100.
Okay. Paulie?
Yes.
You took your SATs?
I did.
Okay. What'd you get?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't remember.
Okay. Ronnie?
It was either 1050 or 1150. I can't. I'm blanking, but it was one of those two.
Rami, you took your SATs?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not go to high school in this country.
You didn't go to high school in this country? Where'd you grow up?
How many baked potatoes did they eat there?
Where did you grow up?
Where did you grow up?
Israel.
Did you really? I didn't know that about you.
Now, I knew, working with Rami, I knew that he was in a choir that traveled the country singing.
Really?
Right?
When he says the country, he means the world. But
the world. Excuse me.
So
I'm so sorry.
You were a world performer.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
And you were a Jet fan and Yankee fan in Israel?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey and then moved to Israel.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about you. That's very cool. Okay, so you didn't take your SATs. Are we the only country that does SATs?
Maybe.
They were standardized tests, but they were not called the SATs.
Right, right,
okay,
right,
but
right,
you
right.
took an Israel version of the SAT.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, so you took your SATs. The bottom line is this, folks. It's Friday, July 26, 2024. We're all in our 30s. Rami, in your 30s yet?
Not yet.
Okay. 3 of us are in our 30s. 1 of us in our 20s. Are we all sitting in the same place today doing the same show?
Yes.
Okay, and I didn't take my SAT, so correct. Who won? You guys wasted a Saturday morning. We're all in the same spot.
Yeah, but how many Saturday mornings have you wasted with worse things than taking a test to see how smart you are?
Can you think of something worse on a Saturday morning? I guess I certainly can.
Yeah, no.
But that's for being a dad.
I like being tested. I like solving problems.
God bless you.
When I'm bored, I multiply phone numbers.
You multiply phone numbers?
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm bored, I multiply phone numbers on paper, yeah.
When I'm bored, I binge Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that.
Well, I mean, obviously, not when I'm bored sitting on my couch, but if I'm bored, like if I was on a train or bored in class, bored, you know, here in the newsroom or something, I multiply phone numbers.
You remind me of my wife. She could take 17 master's degrees if she wanted to. She keeps taking classes. And who cares? Enough at the school.
I like to learn.
Bottom line is this, kids. Don't listen to me if you want. School's a waste of time. 888-808-1019. I turned out all right. Jeff in Florida.
Don't
Jeff,
tell
what's
the
up?
Kids school is a waste of
actually,
time.
Actually, no. It's not a waste of time. If you go to Iona and please take your media class. I forgot about that.
No, right. Okay.
888-808-1019. Jeff, what's up? I guess Jeff got tired of me wasting his time. Woody Plattsburgh, Woody, what's up?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well. Two of my favorite Yankee hosts in the studio at once with none of that Mets trash kicking around. I really like the vibe.
Well, to be fair, the Mets and their fans are not trash. I support them. They're on a high run.
Absolutely.
Lou Gower is trash.
Right.
Loogie!
Okay. I mean, how does that not drive you to drink right there, that loogie? It just goes right through my loogie,
drinking, another thing I'd rather do on a Saturday morning.
Well, that's clearly true. All right. But then you need the SATs to get to college, and where do you drink more on a Saturday morning than college?
Damn it.
All right,
Woody, back to you.
Sean, are you sure trash bag is at the DMV and it's not another beach emergency?
It's a great question, Woody. Trashbag Tommy told me DMV. He probably made his way to the beach. You're right. DMV was probably 7:30 this morning and used it as an excuse.
That sounds about right. All right, Sean, one more thing, and then I'm going to get to my Yankee deadline stuff. While you have Chris in the studio, you should run by him that funny Yankee Brian Cashman bobblehead giveaway you came up with.
Oh, no, I've heard it. People sent it to me. I'm well aware that he suggested there should be a bobblehead of me literally kissing the ass of Brian Cashman. I heard that whole thing.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
I'm well aware of it.
I just wanted to...
You can't sneak anything by me. Woody, I'm well aware.
Woody, let's be honest. If it was 4:30 p.m. on a Thursday, you'd be the first in line. 18,000. Chris McMonagle 18, kissing Brian Cashman's ass.
Yeah, and with bobblehead. Evan complaining only 18,000 people got
it. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And I'd probably buy an extra one on the internet. That's a fact. All right.
All right, what else you got, Woody?
All right, let me get to the deadline stuff. Okay, as you know, we have a ton of reinforcements coming back, both pitching and hitting. And I think what has to be attacked is what isn't coming back, like that black hole at third base, LeMahieu. It's got to be a third baseman. That's the absolute biggest black hole in the lineup.
Yeah.
Number two, I think, yes, we all love Ben Rice. But look at the numbers, bro. Like, seriously, if you can get like a first baseman, I don't know what's available, but
Woody, be real though. While we keep talking about Giancarlo Stanton coming back and Dominguez coming back, I know he struggled early in the year. Anthony Rizzo should probably be back at some point.
Yeah,
though. And I have blind faith. Rizzo will not be half as bad as DJ LeMahieu has been.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's probably true. At least he'll have some pop. He'll run into some home runs.
Yeah.
And listen, Ben Rice is going to have to hit. Otherwise, Rizzo's going to get an opportunity. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
Rizzo will get if Ben Rice is hitting when Rizzo comes back, I could see less of an opportunity for Rizzo. I think they're at that point. But if Ben Rice is struggling like 4 for 46 like he is currently right now, then Rizzo's going to get an opportunity.
No question. And perhaps I've extremely lowered the bar, and maybe that's what the Yankees have done to me.
Yeah.
At least on Ben Rice's outs, of which there are plenty.
Yeah.
They're competitive at-bats and competitive hard outs.
Yeah.
Most of them.
That's great. You see, it's funny because I get into a lot of crap for accepting mediocrity, and here we are being really really satisfied with hard outs.
Well, look.
I mean, no, it's okay. I just wanted to point out, every time I bring up the idea the Yankees win consistently, I get accepting mediocrity, and then we get, well, at least Ben Rice makes hard outs. I mean, he's 4 for 46, but let's be honest, Chris, he flew one to the wall.
Chris.
Uh-huh. I'm just pointing out what's going on
in here. The line of Yankee problems.
Oh, I agree.
That's all I'm saying. And by the way, if they fill every other hole but first base and then it becomes the biggest glaring hole, guess who's going to be number one on my problem list? It'll be Ben Rice.
No, but here's the thing. If third base is hard to come by and they get a legitimate first baseman that falls into their lap at the trade deadline, you got to get impact bats. And if it comes at first base, then you have to figure out third base. I'm attacking third base. But at the same time, if first base is where I get the best player, I'm open to making that trade and then maneuvering it around.
I once said the Mets are our daddy, go get Vladdy. If they shock the world and got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I'm not against that.
Right.
But if it's a minimal upgrade over Ben Rice at first base and they do nothing at third, that doesn't wet my whistle.
Right, and that's fair. No, okay. I agree. Something has to be done at third base,
no doubt. That's all. Tony, and we can start. And, you know what you can start with?
Yeah.
Playing Oswaldo Cabrera versus lefties.
What I said in the overnight show this morning is, people want to talk about accountability. What I would do, and want to talk about what George Steinbrenner would do, what I honestly would do, is I would DFA DJ LeMahieu. I would cut him. I think that sends, he's got just enough cachet inside that room. You know, Judge, Torres, Gerrit Cole have all seen him win a batting title. They've seen him be the third runner-up in the MVP. He makes $15 million a year, so it sends the message, we don't care about how much money you make. If you just cut DJ LeMahieu, that sends shockwaves, much more than firing Boone, in my opinion. That says, we don't care how good you've been for this team. We don't care the respect you have in the room. We love you, but if you can't hit, you're gone. I would be open to rid of him.
I can't fight you on that because it would show me that the Yankees are showing a pulse and understanding how serious this is.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say about this is, as much as we're talking about adding bats, and I understand that reinforcements are coming, their bench is so bad right now that I view DJ LeMahieu, in many ways, coming in late, Ben Rice first base, as we've seen, as kind of the good enough bench player that, like, if I randomly needed him to pinch it for a catcher, I might trust him to get a hit.
I disagree.
But you just cannot be playing him every day. No. But the idea that the bench is weak would not make me not DFA.
Assuming they trade for a third baseman, now the bench is back to being Oswaldo Cabrera. And if they bring back Dominguez, now the bench could be Verdugo.
You know what? You're right.
I mean, when they add these pieces, the bench is going to look different.
I can't disagree with you.
I want to send a message that not playing terribly is unacceptable for New York Yankees.
And if he was a Houston Astro, would he be DFA'd? Look at Jose Abreu. He would.
Right. And we get on the Yankees for it. That's how you send a message. Take a former batting champion.
A-Rod wasn't as bad as LeMahieu when they told him to get lost.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. I know there were other issues there, but still. He looked old. He was washed, and that was finally the time.
Right.
Unfortunately, look, that's the way it is with DJ LeMahieu. He's killing the team.
I was high on him. I thought he was going to have a good year. The minute it was a foot injury, I was devastated. Because we've seen him over the last 2 years battle through a foot injury. For whatever reason, it zaps him of everything.
We started March with the idea DJ LeMahieu was going to be the leadoff hitter on this team.
Yeah.
Now we're begging for him to be DFA.
Correct.
Shows you the length of the Yankee problems. Tony, we're in it to win it. Tony, what's up?
Freaky Friday. Now, whatever possessed you guys to discuss baked potatoes today, for some reason with the break in the weather, I popped in 4 Redskin potatoes with my broiled chicken and with the butter and garlic. It was unbelievable.
Those are Commander potatoes now, Tony.
Yes. Now, this pairing, okay, here we go with the yin and yang. Stu Gatz was torture this whole week, okay? And Gio finally blasted him this morning, telling him I couldn't listen to you. We went and played a round of golf, and I had the worst round of golf. Okay, so here we go as we balance it out. You two guys together are better than even the surpasses Mac when Chris was with Keith, okay? And that's the reason why that is, because Sean is a star.
Thank you, Tony.
And I just want to ask Sean, Chris one more question.
Sure.
Is it still in the folder, the song I made for you?
Oh, boy.
Do you remember me a couple of years ago, I made
Tony, this is going to get uncomfortable. Chris doesn't remember you. I can see it in his face.
You made a C-Mac song?
Yeah, come on. I made the thing about it. Then the guy called up and said, McGill Gorilla, I sent you a letter in the mail. You read it on the overnight.
Yeah. Okay, I remember. Yeah.
No, I was wondering. You told the producer to put it in your folder.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah,
I was just wondering.
Thanks for the call, Tony.
I remember the letter. I remember reading the letter on the air.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. I do. I can see it in your face.
I don't remember ever hearing the song. I'll be honest. I don't remember the song. I remember the letter. I remember the McGill Gorilla, that whole thing he's talking about. Yes.
I mean, Tony, just know I would remember the letter. I remember the song. Just,
I do remember the letter. I read the. He's right. I read the letter on air.
Enjoy your potatoes. You learned a little bit about Chris there.
I don't remember.
I can
the
see
song.
In his face. Tony doesn't remember.
I don't remember the song.
He doesn't remember.
A C-Mac song? I don't remember. I'm sorry, Tony. I don't. I remember the letter. I remember reading the letter, and I remember the Magilla Gorilla comments, but I don't remember the song.
Chris, it's okay. You don't have to rationalize. You take a lot of calls.
I'm
don't,
not
you're
rationalizing.
Hurt Tony's feelings. You're not going to hurt his feelings. He gets it.
I'm telling him the truth. I don't remember the song.
All right. Tony, he doesn't remember anything. 888-808-1019. All right, more of your calls. Mets, Yankees, and what do the Yankees do with Jason Dominguez? It's Sean Morris and Chris McMonagle on Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.